All right. Well, here we are live at Around the Clock at North Star with Paul George.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks so much for coming out. So this is Around the Clock at North Star with Paul George. That's me, Paul George. Paul, like Paul Giamatti. And George, like George Washington. And you know our motto here at Around the Clock at North Star with Paul George is, it's always a good time to have fun. All right. So someone's going to be helping me out with the opening monologue tonight, and that somebody is my good friend Gabe. Gabe, I hear you're going to tell some jokes.
Yep, that's right.
Well, let's get started.
Okay then, knock knock.
Well, who's there?
Broken pencil.
A broken pencil who?
Never mind, it's pointless.
Anything else?
Yep, that joke was paper. Because it was terrible.
You might even say perforated paper. Anyways, for our first guest tonight, we're going to have a songwriter. And it's my good friend, Tyler Buchter. Welcome, Tyler.
Hello.
Nice to see you. So we're really excited to welcome Tyler. You know, all know him for his famous, as a famous songwriter. So he's here to talk about the songs he's writing for his latest album. So I got a couple questions for you, Tyler. What is it like working with the stars?
Well, not much to complain about, considering it's mostly done through email and or Skype.
Oh, well, that's the wonders of modern technology, right?
Yeah.
So what can you tell us about the album, and why did you choose to write it?
I chose to write it because it... Well, to be honest, I have no really idea on why I wrote it. Mm-hmm. I just kind of pieced it together.
Got bit by the creative bug, one might say, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is the album about any one particular time in your life?
Well, if you would have listened to the first song, Autumn, it is about a close friend of mine that I had lost in the past.
Oh, that's very sad. Well, thanks. Thanks for coming on, Tyler. Everyone, go out and buy Tyler's album in bookstores near you. To welcome our next guest, WWE superstar John Cena. So, he's still wrestling, and we want to hear about what you're doing, John. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, what you do?
I wrestle.
Yeah. You wrestle very well, I might say. So, what belt did you win?
WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
World Heavyweight Champion. Any other belts?
No.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good one to win. So, how many did you lose?
I lost a lot.
Losing's hard, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can get back on that horse, get back on those ropes, and do some, DDTs?
Yeah.
On your opponents?
Yep.
And we want to send a message to Brock Lesnar if he's listening out there.
Yeah.
You're going down, Brock.
Yep.
All right, thank you, John Cena. Thanks. Our next guest is acting superstar Tom Cruise. So, Tom, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an actor. I do a lot of movies. One of my first two, when I was young, I did Days of Thunder and Mission Impossible series with Top Gun.
Oh, yeah. Top Gun's my favorite.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one.
So why are you here on the show today?
Well, I'm introducing my new movie to the Mission Impossible called Rogue Nation. Mm. And it's coming out this fall.
Awesome. I can't wait to buy tickets. So another question. Which quote is your favorite from Days of Thunder?
Well, when my scene, I was driving in a NASCAR, and my pit chief, I was trying to get help, and he had ice cream, so I yanked off the track, went in, and I basically yelled, "Give me that ice cream," and almost attacked him for it.
Ice cream. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple. Great color. So you're a big action star, but do you ever want to do any chill movies?
No. I'm very action-packed. I love action.
Keep it 100. Thanks, yep. Tom. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
So next we're going to welcome an artist who's known as Reggie. Reggie, come on stage. Welcome, Reggie.
Welcome.
Yeah. So you all know him from his awesome dance moves and for helping everyone on the campfire stage. So why do you like to camp, Reggie?
Because it's awesome and it's fun to go to camp. And it's fun to have everybody upstage.
Yeah. I think the stage is a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
So how do you feel when you dance?
I feel happy mm-hmm. when everybody came up and danced
mm-hmm.
yeah. with me. And... Mm-hmm. and you did the Whippo Nene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think your dancing makes everybody else feel happy, too. Right?
Yeah. Right.
So, but how do you feel when you're by yourself?
I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And inside, listen to my music
mm-hmm.
and watch TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Thanks so much for coming on, Reggie.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so up next, we have TJ Dillashaw. Of course, he is a former UFC champion, ranked 14th pound for pound in the world. We're so excited to have him here tonight because he travels all over the world competing. Welcome, TJ.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much. So what made you want to fight?
Well, you know, I like the urge of it. Just getting hit is kind of fun.
So. You like getting hit?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. So, how was your experience coaching the Ultimate Fight?
Well, I liked the guys, and they were a good group of guys, but, well, the finale's coming up, but hopefully our guy wins, and I get a big paycheck. So.
Hopefully your guy wins, and we all want that money, right?
For real.
For real. So, do you want the championship belt back?
Yes, very bad. Cody Garbrandt, I'm coming for you.
That's right. So, we're coming for you, too, in addition to Brock Lesnar. So, you guys are both going down. All right, thank you, TJ Dillashaw.
Wait, one more thing. Shout out to DJ Khaled, baby. We the best!
All right, for our next guest, we're going to have a big Hollywood celebrity, former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold, how's it going?
Good.
What's your favorite catchphrase, Arnold?
Gotta do the job.
Oh, classic. From Predator. Why are you so big?
Because I feel like it.
You must work out a lot. Didn't you win a Mr. Universe award or something?
No.
Oh, I think you did. So, what's your favorite sport?
None of them.
Bodybuilding. Some consider that a sport. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming on, Arnold. Nice to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, for our next guest, we actually have a Pokemon trainer for Wacky Wednesday guest today. His name is Gigi Boy.
What's up, everybody? It's Gigi Boy here. And I'm going to hear talk about some Pokemon.
So what was your favorite Pokemon catch, Gigi Boy?
I caught a Solgaleo. I have him in this Master Ball right now.
Oh, wow. So you used a Master Ball to catch him. Is that your favorite ball to use when you're catching Pokemon?
Yep, only had one. Professor Tree gave it to me.
Okay, and I also heard you want to talk about your old buddy. What do you have to say about that?
Yep. My old buddy Gengar and me, we're gonna compete in this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's coming along. Ash, every single trainer you know.
Sounds like it's going to be very competitive. Good luck in the tournament.
Yep.
Take care. Okay, and another guest we have coming on today is Chef Boyardee. Welcome, Chef.
Well, thank you, Paul George.
It's an honor to have a chef on the show.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
So what are your favorite cooking tools, Chef Boyardee?
Oh, my favorite. First of all, you have to have this awesome campfire because there's nothing like the wood smoke that gets into your food when you're cooking. Mm. But my very, very favorite cooking utensil is a 24-inch cast iron skillet.
That sounds awesome.
It is awesome.
So what's your most popular dish?
Hickory smoked shrimp scampi over the fire, just to die for. When you caramelize those onions and the garlic in there, they're almost like candy coming out, just to top on the shrimp.
That sounds awesome. So what is your secret to the best s'more?
Oh, I am the s'more connoisseur, trust me. I've been working on it for years. There's a couple different secrets to making a classic, super classic s'more. First, you prepare it correctly by putting your graham crackers down somewhere where they can get warm by the fire. Mm-hmm. Coated one side with crunchy peanut butter. The other side with a full slab of Hershey's chocolate. Okay. Then, as those are getting warm and melting, perfectly roasted golden brown marshmallow that's melted all the way through. Not burnt, because burnt is ruined. But golden brown melted all the way through. Slap that together, and buddy, you better serve it with a wet wipe because it's going to be all over your face.
I'm drooling over here. I can't wait for my next campfire. Thank you so much, Chef Boyardee.
Thanks for having me, Paul George.
What was that, Gigi boy?
My Pokemon are hungry.
All right, well, you better feed them. All right, so I think that's all the time we have for us today on Around the Clock at North Star Reach with Paul George. That's me, Paul like Paul McCartney, and George like George Harrison. And everybody, just keep having fun, and it's always a good time to have fun.